So we're talking to Commissioner Ylva Johansson. Miss Johansson, hello, good to speak to you.
Nice to meet you.
Miss Johansson, the EU's border agency Frontex is in the headlines at the moment because apparently Frontex officers were involved in illegal pushbacks off the coast in Greece. So instead of rescuing refugees in the open sea, they took part in pushing them back. What is your response?
If Frontex in any way is taking part in any pushbacks, it's totally unacceptable. The first I heard about this, I called to the executive director and asked him about it and asked him to investigate these situations that are being discussed now. And if there can be proved that there have been pushbacks and they're taking part in that, that's totally unacceptable. It could never happen, should never happen with Frontex.
Well, it seems to be all documented on video footage.
Well, Frontex have, I mean, the executive director of Frontex need to take the full responsibility and investigate those issues and come with an answer on what has really happened.
So you wait for the end of the investigation?
Well, I would like them to answer to these questions if they have taken part in any pushbacks. That should, of course, never, ever happen with Frontex. That's why we have set up the system with the human rights officers in Frontex, and we have also asked the management board to put this on the agenda for the next meeting.
Now, what exactly is a Frontex officer supposed to do when he or she sees that a life of a refugee is in danger? Should they try and rescue them, or should they just stand by, document the situation and file a report?
No, it's international law that if a person is in distress and risk at sea, then you are obliged to rescue this person. And that's the only human thing that you can do.
But on the other hand, isn't that exactly the picture of Frontex that the EU wants to bring across, that Europe's border police is a robust force that no one should underestimate, and a force that will do anything to keep refugees out of Europe?
No, we should not do everything to keep refugees out of Europe. People have the right to apply for asylum. We have our treaty, we have our international obligation, and we have our values to defend the right to apply for asylum. And that means we need to stop pushbacks if and when they are taking place. And that's why I put also this into my new proposal that I presented last week, that we should have a new legislation to avoid pushbacks. I'm very concerned about these reports, and they are totally not aligned with our values and the treaty.
Now, if it should come out that the pushbacks indeed happened under the eyes of Frontex officers, what would be the consequence?
Let's talk about that when we have this proof. We have to come back to that later when we know what's really happened and with that we see the response from the executive director.
Now, Ms. Johansson, the EU Commission has put forward its plan for a new asylum and migration policy in Europe. This plan, a couple of weeks ago, has not really received a warm welcome everywhere in Europe. How much canvassing in European capitals have you got to do these days and these weeks?
I have been doing a lot of dialogue with the capitals and also, of course, with Parliament and other stakeholders before I presented my proposal. And I know from the beginning that my proposal will not make anybody satisfied. But I reached what I think is a good starting point for negotiations, where there is a constructive approach from all member states and from Parliament to sit down and start the work and the negotiations based on this proposal. And that's how we should deal with migration. I think it's important to de-dramatize the migration policy debate and to be more pragmatic and sober, to sit down and really go into the details and find compromises that can be workable.
Now, how do you want to exactly de-dramatize when you have to talk to countries like Poland or Hungary, who simply say, we don't take any refugee, not even one?
Well, I think that we have also from many of these countries that are more negative towards migration, also a constructive approach towards my proposal to sit down and work on this. And let me say that the situation for migrants, for many migrants, it's a dramatic situation. And of course, it's very humane to be emotional when you see people in distress or being pushed back or being living under unacceptable conditions in the now burnt down Moria camp, for example. But I think when politicians come to the table, it's important to not be too emotional, to be pragmatic, to go through the details and to find compromises. And I think that's really possible to do with my proposal.
And that would then mean in the end taking these people, deporting huge numbers of these people back into their home countries?
It will mean that we are, in my proposal, we are addressing those aspects of migration that we are not managing well enough today. A lot of things we are managing well. We have last year we had 3 million migrants coming legally to the European Union and got a residence permit. Last year 700,000 became European citizens. But the irregular arrivals we are not managing well. When it comes to returns, we are not managing well. And when it comes to solidarity between member states, we are not managing well. And that's what I'm proposing. And of the irregular arrivals, a majority of those arriving these days are not refugees. And for me, it's important to make the distinction between those that are eligible to stay, who should be warmly welcome into our society, and those that are not eligible to stay. They have to go back to the country of origin.
And that would all mean that we in Europe, we should get used to pictures of huge numbers of people being deported back to their own countries.
I think that voluntary return is the best thing. And it's easier for to be successful with voluntary return if we have a quick processes and not leaving people in limbo for years in the member state where they build up relations and when it's very difficult to return after that.
Voluntary return has been tried here in Germany at least for a long time, not very successful. Why are you so optimistic?
Well, I know that a lot of member states, they are quite, if I put it like this, there's quite a room for improvement, both when it comes to how member states internally deal with the processes and come to the decision of a return decision and how their authorities are actually working together with third countries. But there's also quite a room for improvement when it comes to how the European Commission, the European Union as a whole, the Commission and the member states together find a good readmission and return agreement with third countries. In both this area, I'm convinced that we can make progress.
All in all, Ms. Johansson, your new system would create a huge framework of inequalities in Europe, where you have on one hand countries that take in a big number of migrants, on the other hand, countries that would take basically no one, but instead pay for some administrative work and also for deportations. Is this the kind of united Europe that you envisage?
No, and I do not agree with your description. In my proposal, today we have this system. Today we have a very disproportionate responsibility for especially countries of first entry, but also some other countries like Germany, like Sweden, like the Netherlands, like Belgium, that have a lot of secondary movements and quite a high number of asylum applicants in their country, while others are not paying any solidarity measures to that. In my proposal, there is not an option to pay. You always have to help. If a country is under pressure with too many migrants, like Malta, for example, a small island with a lot of migrants on, a majority of those are not refugees and will have a return decision. Then relocation is not the right answer to that. So to helping Malta is to relocate those probably in need of international protection and to help and to actually take over the responsibility to return those not in need of international protection.
Ylva Johansson, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.